Hello there, listeners of the Blind Call Tech podcast and also the Jack's World podcast. My name is Kay, and this is the first time I've done this kind of thing, so you're going to have to bear with me. And with me is Jack.
Hello.
This is a podcast of our space, because I know...
My
space. Because I know some of you guys have put potties up there of your houses and your homes and stuff, so this is... Mine and Jack's, if you like. Now, I'm not doing it barefooted because I can't be bothered. So I'm going to start from the door, and we have a doorbell, if I can...
Open the door.
That's the doorbell, which Jack just rang, and now I've opened the door. And I've stepped inside, and this is our hallway. It's kind of a long hallway. And on the left, as you come through the door, we have the bathroom. Jack's just shut the door. I'm going to wander into our bathroom.
Carpet underfoot.
Carpet underfoot, yeah.
There's a radiator.
As you walk through the door, and there's carpet underfoot, and in here is the bathroom where it's just complete... I don't know if you can hear that, it's just kind of floored.
Just linoleum. Typical bathroom floor.
Yep. And you straight ahead, well, sort of... If you go from my way, you've got the toilet roll holder and the toilet straight ahead. And I know some of you people do this on your podcast, so I'm going to do the same. This is the sound of our toilet flushing. Come on. And I'm not going to do as some people have done and have a pee. That's not what's going to happen. To the left of the toilet you'll find the sink, which is nicely clean. And on the back of the sink you'll find, like, up on the windowsill there's toilet rolls and various wash type things. Bath mat on the floor underfoot. And as you come straight ahead you'll find the bath, which I'm just tapping now. And then if you turn right a bit you'll find a little trolley where all our other stuff's kept, like bubble bath and... all that kind of thing. Now that's on wheels and it's got, let me see, 1, 2, 3 shelves. They're metal-y type shelves. And straight ahead you've got the radiator with a rack on it where the towels go and that kind of stuff. And I'm just about to come out of the bathroom. And I'm going to shut the door which appears. Oh. You come along and on the left hand wall you find the airing cupboard where average type stuff's kept, mattresses, clothes.
You can go in.
Sheets, all that kind of stuff. And you can go in. You can actually squeeze in this air, well I can, just about, but yeah, mattress is there. And Jack's trying to shut me in the airing cupboard. Oh, you can actually shut the door, I didn't think you could, but you can shut the door. I'm actually... standing in our airing cupboard, it's rather cramped, but I'm still standing in here. There was a time when I could just stand in here fully and shut the door, but there's a lot of clutter in here now, so yeah, that's where that's concerned. Now I'm about to back out of the airing cupboard, there, rather claustrophobic. I'm still following along the left-hand wall, and you come to my bedroom.
Paper on the floor.
Oh, is there? Mm. Oh, I wonder what that is. It must be left from the painting. You go into our bedroom, as I followed along the left-hand wall. And in front of you, straight in front of you, is a bed, which is rather large.
It's another high-ceiling room. And just as you come in, right next to the door, is my instrument cupboard.
Yep. Also the...
Cane and coat cupboard. And if you like, you can bounce on the bed
yep. And
wrestle on it.
There you go. You just heard the bounce of our bed. Now, if you carry on from the cane and coat cupboard, you just go down the side of the bed and there's your average bedside locker with
who's been sleeping in my bed?
Various things on it, clothes and God knows what else. If you come from the door and go follow the right-hand wall, you'll come to just towards my side of the room. There's a shelf that I've just kicked. I'll kick it again. You can put DVDs and stuff on that, though I haven't actually filled it yet. You carry on, and there's a backpack on the floor, which I've left there because I can't be bothered to move it. And here on the right is my chest of drawers with various sprays and hairbrushes and jewellery boxes that Steve got me and all that kind of stuff. Then you come towards the end of the room and bash into my wash basket and the window, which is, again, got another rack on the radiator. And then here is my space. At the end of the room, you've got my PC unit with various USB cables on. That, again, is another kind of... It's got one, two, three... It's like a trolley unit with about four shelves, and my PC is right on the lowest shelf. And then on the shelf up from that, you have various USB headsets and that kind of thing. Then you come up and there's my Skybox and the hard drive, well, my external hard drive. Up from that is the shelf with the keyboard on it, and then there's a very top shelf which has an array of messy things on there at the moment. Coming backwards a bit, there's a bag on the floor, and my bedside locker, which has the talking clock, the dab radio, and again, nightly things. I suppose Americans call it a nightstand. I don't know if that's the right way of putting it. Now I'm about to come out of this room, which is kind of rather a long room. High ceiling hallway, yep. Oh, pardon you.
Seems to be the norm.
Yep. So yeah, and here is the lounge with the door open. On the left is a coffee table with loads of crap on it. You never touch our coffee table because you're likely to knock a load of things off.
And there is a chair. It is my chair. I sit on it. Nobody else gets to.
Well, sit on it then. You have the armchair. As Jack said, it's his chair. No one else gets to sit on it. Now, we're only joking. Guests kind of sit on there. And then...
There's
a fan just to the left of the armchair.
Turn it on. This fan is about 3 foot tall. And aside from that, it stands on a tripod. And then up from there, it's a typical fan. Just like a round fan cage with the blades inside. And it has one, two... three different settings, and then we turn it off.
Yeah.
Then we have the telly.
Have the telly, which is a sort of your average telly, really.
Switch it on.
The ones with the containing the hiss. I don't know if you can hear that through the Adderall, but it's one of the old style tellys.
Listen to the radio through the telly.
Yep, you can listen to. We have Sky again. There's a Sky box in here because we have multi room Sky. Then I've just found, I think it's our friend Kate the accordion.
Yay.
By my left foot as you come along this
she
side. She does. Hello, messenger. And then you sort of to the front of that, which is kind of hard to get to, is Desmond, our budgie. He's being rather quiet because there's a red light on the Edward when it records, and he doesn't usually like that light very much. So
then we get to my real chair. It's
Jack's PC chair.
And if I just walk over, you can see it's a big leather chair, as Christian likes to do.
Yep, as Christian.
His trademark. And I'm actually sitting on it just now. Hello, Christian.
Hello, Christian.
And this is my desk.
Jack's desk with all his... Oh, my God, there's loads of stuff on there. I'm not even going to go through that.
I'll just run through it briefly. We've got the router on here, which is a BT Home Horror, Hub. Answer phone.
You have one message.
Shut up.
No!
And I'll just...
Message erase.
Kill that.
Yep.
Then we have my PC, which is... Like Kay's, it's a little Packard Bell. She's sitting quietly, minding her own business, with no monitors. We don't need them. Well, we do, but I haven't got room for one. Scanner, speakers. Two speakers are on top of the desk. There's a speaker under the desk, along with my guitar amp and bass amp. There's the speakers. There's my USB cassette deck. Another DAB radio.
The time is 12:54 PM.
Good. And loads of bits and bobs.
Then you come to a chair which...
And a can of Guinness.
Oh, nice. And then you come to a chair which is by the desk where guests sit, and at the moment it's got kind of all manner of clothes and various bits on it. And then you come to our sofa, which is a little three-piece suite job, which...
It's very nice for sleeping on.
Oh, yeah. And at the moment it's got a big box on, because I received a parcel this morning from... a good old sweet shop called a Kortrov. It's an old-fashioned sweet shop, and I haven't cleared the parcel away yet. So you could say naughty, naughty me for that. And then you come along
to the kitchen.
To the kitchen, by the side of the sofa. Open the kitchen door, which is the washing machine's going at the moment, which you might be able to hear in the background. On the left, some washing carpet.
There's another cupboard off to the right as you come through this door. It's a small pantry area. You can't really go in because it's full of shelves.
And full of shite.
Which contain microphones and tapes and plastic bags. Various other bits and pieces.
Just next to that cupboard you have the coffee table with two chairs.
Well, it might as well be. We never eat at it.
Yeah, we never eat at it, but it's basically a kitchen table. Whoops. There's that, which I'm just tapping now. You come along, and I'm around the other side of the table with next to the other chair, and there's a bin. And then carrying along from the bin is a washing machine. It's a unit with a washing machine under it, which you can just hear now. And then we have the sink, which is just past the washing machine on top of here. And the drying, little drying rack thing where we put all the drying up type stuff and washing up bowl. Then we have we go along to the other unit, and we have a tray where we make our drinks, just in case of any spillages. And there's the tea, coffee and sugar jars, and the coffee mate container. And then we have a toaster and the kettle, which is just towards the sink. Then we have our cooker, which does the job.
It's a cooker, what can I say?
Yeah, it's a cooker. And then coming back towards the left, towards the door, we have this side with... There's drawers and cupboards and various bits, and we keep all our kitchen stuff in here. Like, you have this drawer, which is the cutlery drawer. All the, you know, what goes in there, knives, forks, spoons, your average crap like that, and kitchen aids. And then the drawer underneath with all the general junk, like plastic bags and all that kind of stuff in it.
Shrunken heads.
And then... have a cupboard which contains oven trays and all that various type stuff.
The fridge!
And I mentioned the fridge as I came in. It's
I'm
like
taller
a...
than the fridge, let's see what's in it. It has become a commonplace thing to show everyone what's in the fridge.
Okay.
Ever since Rory Hoffman.
Okay, yeah, you show everyone what's in the fridge.
Okay, then. On the door we have a bag of pear drops. I to eat one.
They're my pear drops, I think, or are they yours?
Would you eat one too? One in.
Mmm,
a taste of chocolate.
Ew. Weird taste of pear drop. I think it's because I've been in there a while.
Lovely. There's also a chocolate cake bar. Then we have two bottles of juice and a bottle of Coke.
I think you have
I'll just take this pear drop out. Then on the top shelf we've got sausages, chicken thighs, more Coke. On the second shelf, loads of penguin bars.
We live in a Coke world.
Chocolate bars, cake. Ooh, some sausage rolls that need throwing away. Oh dear.
Oh no.
Half a pack of biscuits. Essential things that we can't live without, really.
Sweet.
Below that is the beer shelf, which is full of cans of cider and moonshine and things like that. Ah, there, Eric! Let's see, what else?
Hello, Mr. Troop, if you're listening.
There's also a bottle of wine, another bottle of juice, jar of pickled onions, and various other odds and ends. And we have two real cute little drawers. One of them is full of beer. Sometimes it houses Coke cans. The other is the sweet drawer, which doesn't have a lot in it at the moment.
It's getting rather empty. That's from Jack's last quarter of order.
Mm.
And at the moment, it's kind of rather empty.
Then we have the freezer, which I'm not going to open.
No.
So I've had a fight with it this morning.
But I basically said that was on the left as you came in through the door.
Yep, it's full of freezer type stuff. Meat, chips,
bread,
pizzas,
hash browns.
All that good healthy stuff.
Yeah. And basically, I think that's the end of our space.
This is Old Man Stanley signing off!
If you want to contact me or Jack, then my MSN address is k_dear, which is kay_dear@live.co.uk. You can contact me by email, and this is a really weird address, so I'll spell it for you. It's BECKHAM Beckham mad, MAD28, all one word, @gmail.com. You can contact me about the podcast there.
You can also find the Jack's World podcast on GCast if you go to... take that pear drop out again. www.gcast.com/scrimcast. I think this is it. Well, just go on GCast and search for it. Those addresses are really long, but you'll find that there. There's a good few episodes up there, including this podcast.
Very enjoyable.
And you can find my contact details there.
Yep.
Put my pair drop back in there.
And also, you can find these podcasts, hopefully, on Klango, which is the new music player and blind social networking type place. Mm-hmm. And if you want to download Klango and give it a try, I would. It's a thoroughly good program. Blind Call Tech podcast on it. If you want to subscribe or try Klango, the address for that is www.klango.net. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. As I said, it is my first one, so please tell me what you think of it. I might do some more. I have no idea yet, but I'll see what I get from this and basically how things go. So this is Kay and Jack saying goodbye, and we hope you've enjoyed this file.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.